Well, good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of July 18th. Steve Suman put this report together for us. The forecast for this week says warm. We're going to have highs in the 80s, nighttime lows in the upper 50s to low 60s. Please take advantage of the good weather. Mid-July is already behind us. A couple of upcoming events. The Hayward Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc. is going to host its annual Free Kids Fishing Day on the Tiger Cat Flowage, Sunday, July 31st, from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Takes place at the Black Iron Bar and Grill on Highway 77. Experienced anglers guide 10 to 16-year-old anglers fishing for muskies, bass, and panfish from 9 a.m. to noon. And it all ends with a shore lunch and prize distribution. Adult anglers interested in volunteering as guides or helping with the shore lunch should contact Mike Person at 715-634-4543. Pre-registration is required. You can pre-register at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and a parent or guardian must be present to sign the registration form. If you'd like more information, call Hayward Bait at 715-634-2921. Also, the Northwoods Bass Anglers is hosting an open tournament on the Chippewa Flowage Saturday, July 30th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. This tournament is headquartered at the Landing Resort on County Road CC. Participants can launch anywhere on the flowage and motor to the landing for final registration, boat inspection, and the takeoff meeting. The entry fee is $100 per two-angler team, and an individual may compete as a team. There's a maximum of 40 boats or teams. The tournament will pay out for 8 places. For more information, contact Wayne Balsovich at haywardbassclub@gmail.com. Or you can text Wayne at 405-227-1789. Let's get to the fishing report. Most angler reports indicate fishing action has slowed, and hot, variable weather patterns this week will most likely not improve the situation. But you can't catch fish from the couch, so get out there. On the way, stop at your favorite bait shop for the most current information on fish locations, preferred baits, and presentations. The muskie fishing is fair. Most catches are smaller ones. The fish are on weeds, weed lines, weed edges, and lily pads in 5 to 10 feet, probably deeper with the heat. Best fishing is in early morning and late afternoon into dark. Most success is coming on smaller bucktails, glide baits, and topwaters. The walleye fishing is good and somewhat consistent. Look for fish on weeds, weed, and sand transitions, points, humps, steep breaks, and structure in 12 to 25 feet. Walleye suckers, fatheads, leeches, and crawlers on jigs and under slip bobbers work well, as do trolled crankbaits, stickbaits, and crawler harnesses. The northern pike action varies from somewhat slow to very good. The fish are in and around weeds, weed lines, weed edges, and panfish and baitfish concentrations in 4 to 12 feet of depth. Northern suckers, walleye suckers, spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, bucktails, crankbaits, and topwaters are all catching pike. Smaller, slower baits are more effective right now. Largemouth bass fishing is fair to good on weeds, weed lines, weed beds, and lily pads in 4 to 8 feet, as well as weeds and various structure in depths to 16 feet. Preferred offerings include weedless plastics, plastic worms, spinners, spoons, swim jigs, buzz baits, and topwaters, and live baits such as sucker minnows, fatheads, and crawlers. The smallmouth bass are testing the patience and skills of many anglers who target them. Look for fish on deep rock, gravel, wood, humps, cribs, and other structure in 12 to 25 feet and deeper in exceptionally clear water. Presentations that are producing success include leeches on jigs, drop shot rigs, Ned rigs, and under slip bobbers and crankbaits. The crappie fishing is good to very good on weeds, weed lines, weed edges, bogs, other structure, river channels, and lake basins in 12 to 22 feet. Baits of choice include crappie minnows, fatheads, waxies, worms, leeches, mini mites, tattletales, tube jigs, hair jigs, and small beetle spins. Bluegill fishing is very good on the weeds, weed beds, weed edges, and other structure in 4 to 14 feet. The most productive baits include waxies, leaf worms, leeches, crawler chunks, and plastics under bobbers, hair jigs, and small spinner baits such as beetle spins. Try fishing small minnows, slightly deeper, for bigger bluegills. Perch fishing's good in and on the edges of shallow to mid-depth weeds. Best baits and presentations include crappie minnows, crawler chunks, panfish leeches, plastics, hair jigs, beetle spins, and similar spinners. A few more upcoming events. We've got Lumberjack World Championships coming to town on July 28th through the 30th. For more details, call 715-634-2484. Spooner is hosting Jack Pine Savage Days on August 5th and 6th. More information can be had at 715-635-2168. August 10th is your application deadline for Fisher and Bobcat tags. Sawyer County Fair is coming August 11th through the 14th. The number for more information is 715-699-2022. On August 13th is the big Ojibwa Canoe and Kayak Race. It starts at Wanigan Resort at 9:30 a.m., but you want to get there earlier to sign up. And it ends at the beautiful Ojibwa Community Park. For more information, call 877-220-1041. On August 14th, Hayward Bass Club is holding a free youth bass tournament on the flowage from noon to 4. Call 405-227-1789 for details. August 15th, the DNR begins sale of bonus antlerless deer harvest tags. It is not too soon to start buying your deer tags on August 15th. August 23rd, the DNR is holding a virtual public meeting. The topic is the Sand Lake Fisheries Management Plan. It goes from 7 to 9 p.m. on the 23rd. If you're interested, call 715-634-7429. If you want to know anything else about what's going on in our neck of the woods, go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com and check the calendar of events. You can also call us down at the shop. 715-634-8662 is the chamber line, and you can reach the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau at 715-634-4801. Well, hey, once this rain blows over today, how about we get out on a lake?